In this podcast, I'm going to review a play I've just seen earlier this evening called An Inspector Calls. It's a community production, so a local community has put it on at a local community cinema, which is owned by the council. So the council chucks out Hoyts or the movies twice a year on weekends, and or for 4 weekends a year, and we all come along. We don't have very high the high theatre analysis, so we're not very critical or very supportive, and we sort of really get into it and enjoy it at the level and discuss it at a particular level, so we're not super critical and stuff like that. This is Particular Explains, where I discuss things scientific. The aim of this podcast is to check my ability to continuously podcast, to get up my cognitive processes together. Now, and in this one, attempt rather than a scientific explanation, a theatre cricket criticism explanation. Let's first off, was it enjoyable? Yes, it was thoroughly enjoyable, but that's because I knew some of the audience there, and we had a good old laugh and chatted with some friends I hadn't seen for a while, and it was enjoyable. The atmosphere was really enjoyable. Their little box office, they had a little box office which is looked realistic and old, but it was actually a theatre prop set up by one of the person's husbands who drilled it together. And the people there who have been playing the same part in this particular play since 1992, so it's 92, 98, and again many, many years later. Oh, let's see, 20 years later, this particular actor. And so there's certain aspects, enjoyable aspects to it. And the actual performance was quite good. There obviously is an inspector who had a deep voice and actually carried off the inspector role, I felt, in my uncritical community-minded, brilliantly. He had sort of the deep voice and had that feeling, eerie feeling of control and slight eeriness, and you had this sort of disquiet about this person, but he was very controlling, which is very good. I obviously can't give the plot away, but it is a like many things, a device to run a social commentary, and it's a very severe social commentary. So it was written at the end of World War II, set at the start of just before World War I, and it set up a whole series of upper class political people who are exploiting people, and they have a worldview, a framework view, which is based on various things. The Titanic's going to go well. There's going to be uninterrupted wealth forever. There'll be no war, and everything. Capitalism is going to continue to go. And then there's a story of a capitalist exploitation, and there's sort of twists into how these people are unplugged and have a good old criticism of different aspects of upper class exploitation of the working masses, and it's should they feel guilty and their devices to excuse themselves from it. Now, in terms of a criticism, when they can set up a sort of straw man or a situation where the criticism can flow and can be quite intellectual and precise, it's an amazing thing to watch. A sort of similar thing, which is a criticism of the royal family, is called the Windsors, and they set up a scene, a situation which is slightly comic, but allow these long dialogues or precise analysis for why the royal family, this is the British royal family, is inappropriate. So it's devising a situation which compels or forces the people from behind the scenes, you're behind the scenes in the audience. This is called The Windsors, a satire on TV about the royal family. They create a situation where the royals quite confidently try to problem solve, and in problem solving have a real confession allows the actual Marxist critique to come out. And in this case, they have a real situation as this inspector catches them off guard. They have this criticism, which they criticize the capitalist logic. The capitalist logic seems flawed, and it's allowed to, it's sort of like a gearing. It's resolved and not resolved, resolved and not resolved, and you can see the phoniness or the two-facedness of people resolving their situation. The brief sort of discussion we had was, this is the people outside, is that there's, although this has been set up a long time ago, in this period, what was so poignant is that there's a similar situation in Australia's society where there's not necessarily a capitalist elite, but there's an elite or centre view of people who are very content living their particular way of life, and they cause other people harm, but they can excuse themselves. Their ability to see harm is that they do harm to several different people, and in the brilliance of this play is that they've actually reconstructed that several different people into one person, and the brilliance of the play, the inspector, is to able to tease this out or force the situation out. So the problem, question we had is, for Australian society, what is the modern inspector? An inspector is a wished for construct, which obviously hasn't existed, but is a creation of this person really thinking intensely, if I could have an inspector come in and do this, set out the confessions first, and then as test it, you can actually expose what's going on. And so we actually don't have this situation here where we have an inspector person who can ask questions and actually be a provocateur and actually get people to maneuver themselves in sort of like a chess move to move the actual game plan of Australia forward. It's sort of like our society's, as presented, the society is very content with the rich being in charge, the poor workers being unfortunate, but having to be in that situation. We have a very similar situation, and the concept of this playwright is, can I provide an agent provocateur which can go in there, and if that agent provocateur cannot have any resonance in, it's a pie in the sky dream, that the agent provocateur can't actually have any resonance or resilience in the society, that at least that creates documentation, a record of what's going on, and so that this is a conceptual provocateur, and conceptually that provocateur has acted on these different individuals. So these are individuals which have roles to play, and they have created their worldview such that it's self-consistent, or if there's anything that's wrong, they can explain it away. And so their main activity, or the way their approach, is to enjoy what they want to do and have this explain away, and of course the effort is to try and explain away the presence of the inspector. So I don't have a particular answer to it, but I can see many situations, sort of scientific situations, where there have been different groups operating at different levels trying to communicate in across, and not recognising the fact that they actually had to drop a level to try and communicate. Say, you've got the industrial military elite, and you've got the scientist, and they have to provide. They can only communicate with that military elite in a way that will operate it's sort of the sort of compromise of moving forward. Yeah, look, it's one of those profound things. I do think that there is a inspector agent provocateur role that can be achieved in society. This sophisticated thing, and it's not a direct exercise of power in a power regime, because that's the entire nature of regime. It's the ability to test and probe and provoke responses and record things to build up a very subtle new framework which nudges the situation across and then records it as the situation returns to equilibrium, and being able to get some insight or some analysis of what's going on, so you can actually evaluate it. So that's a complicated thing. So we've got society with its groups. We can have our inspector person being a provocateur, and it creates a movement or a development of stimuli in the way we can actually see people dismiss the stimulus. So if you see at the moment someone acting as a bully or illegally or in bad faith, you can actually you can't confront them directly, but you can create a record which confronts them, moves them from one point, and of course that's not going to be effective. Their mode, their way of thinking cannot move beyond it, so they move back and move back to their original behavior. But that movement itself is another record itself. It's a sort of like a second order differential equation. And so in summary, I really like the play, as a community event, it's fantastic. It's sort of like community carols or community fate. It's not about having the very best. It's food. It's having something that's realistic and genuine and stitched in to the community. So you can have the best seats at the Opera and the Globe Theatre, but it's a different story from actually going and sitting up with your neighbours and having a good old chat and a think, and everyone's sort of lowering their bars and actually maximising their possible enjoyment and then maximum possible interpretation for it. So that's the way it is in a little community production called The Inspector Calls by the Glenbrook Players in 2018. That's an internet podcast review. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, keep on thinking science, doing science, and teaching science.